Ambassadors are sent out by countries with special privileges and great responsibilities. As a result, how a country treats another country's ambassadors is, in fact, how they are treating that nation and its government. Good morning, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Welcome to Listening to Jesus. Christians are called ambassadors for Christ, which is a pretty high honor, really. Well, today we're reading about Jesus choosing the first 12 ambassadors, the most important representatives, the apostles. Here's Matthew 10, 1-7. And he called to him his 12 disciples, and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal every disease and every affliction. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" These apostles were given unique authority. In the 2,000-year history of the church, no one else would ever have such a powerful personal appointment and such divine authority as these apostles, and yet they were just ordinary men. They included at least 4 fishermen, a tax collector, a political zealot, and one who would betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Their significance came not from who they were in themselves, but from who had called them, who they represented. Has God called you? You might not be an apostle, but if you belong to Jesus, you still represent him to a world that needs to know him. Listening to Jesus is ministry of Forest Hill Presbyterian Church in Harford County. Find us online at foresthillpca.org.